This is Rhema for Today.
But then you see, how is God going to describe his coming unto us? You see, there in Hosea, he said, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His coming unto us shall be as the rain." Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, even as early in the latter rain unto the earth. Well, he had to use some natural something to explain, just like Jesus in his preaching, he's trying to explain to them. So he just took an example out here from the shepherd and the sheep. See, you go there today. I was there in Israel in 1969, and we were traveling out across there, and there's shepherds out there with their sheep, dressed just like with their shepherd crook, look just exactly like pictures we've seen of them there hundreds of years ago. Amen. Even in the days of Jesus, you see. So he went, you see, and got a picture, you know, for them to understand what he's talking about.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, praying for the precious fruit of the earth, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
These same books, I know. Now, here we have a prison ministry. A lot of times, a lot of folks don't know about, but it's one of my pride and joys, and I rejoice in it. Some of the most marvelous testimonies you ever heard. We've got people out of different penitentiaries all over the United States that's out preaching the gospel full time now. Hallelujah. And they got a hold of this in prison. I've got letters from different chaplains, state chaplains, federal prisons, federal chaplains. And they say to me, we've never got a hold of any books that change men's life like your books do. Because it's the Word of God. And they can understand it. It'll change their lives. It'll do the same thing anywhere. The Word of God will do the same thing anywhere. It's not bound. God's word's not bound. Hallelujah. So, we want to continue to praise God for the rain falling on Russia. The seeds being planted. Falling on all those countries in Europe. Now, you see, a lot of times folks don't, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you, the next revival, and we're getting ready for it right now, the big revival's coming first to Europe. Now, there are a number of reasons why the move's coming there. If I had time, I could explain it to you and you'd understand it then. But I don't have that time. This is not my prerogative right now. Amen. Are you listening to him? There's reasons why it's coming there. You mark my word. You heard me say it. You heard it first. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's going to sweep like a mighty wave. Glory to God. There are a number of reasons why, but I can see it in the spirit. And I know. Let's stand up. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, follow me in this and let your heart agree with it. And this be in one accord. Heavenly Father,
we have asked for the rain.
The rain is fallen.
The rain is fallen on the United States.
The rain is fallen on the North American continent.
We ask for the rain.
The rain has fallen on Central America.
It fell on Honduras
when our team was there.
Stirred the whole nation.
It's fallen.
The rain is fallen.
It'll fall on South America.
The rain will fall on Europe.
The rain will fall behind the Iron Curtain.
Rain will fall on Russia.
The rain will fall on India.
The rain will fall on China.
The rain will fall the world around.
Upon the whole earth.
The harvest is coming.
He waiteth.
The husbandman waiteth
for the precious fruit of the earth.
The fruit.
The harvest,
is coming.
The rain is falling.
The seed is being planted.
The seed hath been planted.
It is being planted.
Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain. Thank you for the rain.
Thank you for the rain.
Glory to God.
Now
put up both hands and thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sakadadapa. Satagadabakalapa kata. Yes, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, you may be seated a moment or a few moments. Hallelujah. I want you to notice something, and I just, the Spirit of God reminded me of it while we were praying. You'll notice that verse, look at it again there in James now. You'll notice that that verse says, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. Now notice this. Until he receive the early and the latter rain. Both of them. We keep talking about we're living in the days of the latter rain, and we are. But I see here, why does he hear? Over another scripture, he called it the early rain, a farmer rain. It's also called, we'll see, you turn to the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy for a moment. It's also called the first rain. Now I want you to see something. You'll notice here in Deuteronomy 11, Israel, and that's where God got his illustration to illustrate to them was, they were going into Canaan's land, actually literally going into the land. And God made some promises to them. And he said to them in the 13th verse of the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy, and it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land. Now he's talking about natural, literal rain. The rain of your land in his due season. The first rain and the latter rain. Now the first rain is called the farmer rain. It's called the early rain. There in the land of Israel, as they went into it, they had these two main seasons of rain. The first rain was when they had planted the crop, you see. The second or the latter rain came, you see, to bring forth the harvest. Are you following me? Amen. Now notice, I will give you the rain of the land in his due season. The first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Now that's naturally. But then you see, how is God going to describe his coming unto us? You see there in Hosea, he said, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His coming unto us shall be as the rain. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, even as early in the latter rain unto the earth. Well, he had to use some natural something to explain, just like Jesus in his preaching, he's trying to explain to them. So he just took an example out here from the shepherd and the sheep. See, you go there today. I was there in Israel in 1969, and we were traveling out across there, and there's a shepherds out there with their sheep, dressed just like with their shepherd crook, look just exactly like pictures we've seen of them there hundreds of years ago. Amen. Even in the days of Jesus, you see. So he went, you see, and got a picture, you know, for them to understand what he's talking about. He talked about grapes and vineyards. They had grapes and vineyards. He talked about, I'm the vine, you're the branches. How is he going to get spiritual thoughts over to you if you don't take something natural to explain it? So that's what he's saying. He's waiting for the precious fruit of there, but there's got to be that early rain. He's waiting for both of them. Did you ever notice that? It's going to take both rains to complete the crop in these last days. Seed is being sown in some of these countries now where it hasn't been sown. I mean the true seed of the gospel. You see, somebody said, well, now years ago, Europe had the gospel. I know that. But like Brother Summerall said, every generation has to be evangelized. If they don't, the devil will take over. Are you listening to me? The devil will absolutely take over.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's 4-CD set titled Releasing God's Power Through Prayer. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Thanksgiving, A Continuous Flow. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Foundations for Faith. These three items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Can you believe our Christmas lights here on the campus are coming on? That's Wednesday, November the 27th at 6 p.m.
Right.
Oh, my. I can't believe that it's going to be Christmas already. But you can go to rhemalights.org. You know, the pictures really do not do justice of what you have to come and see it in person.
They come from all over, from Kansas and Arkansas.
Yes, Texas.
And all over. We saw some people up in Missouri here a while back, and they said that they come down every year. They make a trip down just to see those Christmas lights.
That's right.
And it's free.
Yes.
Of course, we do have some opportunities if you would like to
donate
to help us keep the lights going. That's available also. But they will be on from November 27th to January the 1st at 11th, from 6 p.m. on the 27th of November to 11:30 p.m. on the 1st
January
of January.
The 1st. January. Oh, my
January
goodness, 2025.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Praying for the Precious Fruit of the Earth. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.